football on Off the Ball.
It'll probably be France in the semi-final, and it will just all come down to that. The entire judgment on Southgate and England will come down to that, and if England can beat France.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition. The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan, and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up on today's GAA Daily, Galway's football boss says the quarter-final draw should have been made sooner. Down will have to plan without Oisín Savage for the Charlton Cup final, and former Cork goalkeeper Anthony Nash on the strength of the Munster Hurling Championship. But first, Pádraig Joyce believes the draw for the All-Ireland Football Championship quarter-finals has to be made sooner in future. The Trisemen booked their place in the last day with a win over Monaghan on Saturday evening. They were drawn against the All-Ireland champions Dublin in yesterday morning's draw, with the game set to take place on Saturday evening. Joyce says that with the quick turnaround, it makes no sense waiting until Monday morning for the draw.
Draw Monday morning now, there's some big fish in that. This is the route through now.
It is, and again, it's frustrating. Like we're through to a quarter final now. Like, we won't know for 2 days who we're going to play. Like, we can't even plan, you know, tactically who we're going to play, that kind of stuff. And then we're going to be told live on a draw and on radio at 8:30 Monday morning who we're playing. Then we've got 5 days, maybe 6 days to prepare for. You know, it's a weird one, really. You know, I don't understand why the draw couldn't be on tomorrow evening, for argument's sake. You know, why they have to wait when we're going to know that we're going to know the four Premier League qualifiers, and I presume the quarterfinal teams waiting will be the same as well. They'd like to know who they're playing as well. So look, I don't know, but that's not out of my hands. But we can only make a recommendation that the draw could be tomorrow evening, to be no harm.
And I suppose lastly, taking a little bit of a side route through, but you must be delighted to be back where you want to be in the quarterfinals now.
Yeah, look, delighted to be back, and we were there 2 years ago. We didn't get there obviously last year, but look, we're delighted to get there and delighted to be involved.
The GAA has confirmed that game will throw in at 6:15 at Croke Park on Saturday as part of a doubleheader with Armagh versus Roscommon at 4. On Sunday at GAA HQ, last year's losing finalist Kerry will play Derry at 3:15. That last day clash will be preceded by the meeting of Donegal and Louth at 1:15. Down will have to plan without Oisín Savage for the Charlton Cup final with Laois. The 21-year-old forward is to have surgery on a broken jaw today after he was stretchered off in the win over Sligo. The forward was only on the pitch a matter of minutes before an incident with Sligo's Nathan Mullen, which resulted in Mullen being showed a straight red card. Savage was stretchered off after receiving lengthy medical assistance. His club Loughlin Island have now confirmed that the player will undergo surgery today. Down will take on Laois in the Charlton Cup final on July 13th. Anthony Nash believes the Munster Hurling Championship is head and shoulders above the rest. Three teams from the province will contest the All-Ireland semi-finals the week after next: Cork, Limerick and Clare. The former Cork goalkeeper told Off the Ball that the Munster sides have shown their strength again this year.
Again, three Munster teams. So, and like Waterford, I'm telling you, Waterford will feel deadly unlucky in as well this year. Like, you know, so when you're looking at the top teams in Ireland, like, you know, if you were to pick the top five at the moment, like, they're one Leinster, four Munster. You know,
and that's about right, though, isn't it? You know, that's not a weird season. That's about right. That's how you'd rank them.
That's
about
right. Like last year, Cork were very unlucky not to get out. This year, Waterford were very lucky not to get out. And both teams would fancy their chances if it was an all four team semi final from Munster. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. So it's again, how do you look at it? And each county needs to look at themselves individually and say, how can we prove? Like, I know Offaly will look at everything they possibly can to get that team through, and rightly so. And are on, you know, an upward curve, like, but it's just God, we need to sit back and go, right, what has happened to these players? Where have they gone? Is it S&C? Is it the travelling?
I think it possibly is. Dennis Walsh did a great piece on the back of Galway bowing out and was trying to figure out what had happened to these four All-Ireland winning teams. And there did seem to be an admission of sorts from the Galway chair that maybe there had been a gap somewhere with S&C. And obviously once that happens, it can be hard to catch up.
Okay, so I might be shot here because it's an amateur organisation, right? But every single county should have at least one professional S&C coach throughout, that, like, he runs the academy, he runs the underage system. He literally, Anthony Nash is the manager of the Cork senior team in 5 years' time. He hands you players over that you have never worked with before, and you go, look, here you go. Here is... you know, this young fella who is 19 years of age, who is physically primed, ready to go. All you've got to do is get his speed of hurling up. Like, that's just something, like, just fellas falling through the cracks. Like, you know, you've got fellas that might be 5'8" or 9" with lightweight, but all the hands in the world, they need to be stronger. Like, you look at Limerick's change over the last few years, like, Gerard Hegarty was skinny and scrawny. Do you know what I mean? He's still the same height. Sean Finn is an absolute, like, they took those players and they went, right, this is it. We're going to build them up. Let's get them ready. And if they didn't, we mightn't even be talking about Sean Finn or Gerard Hegarty. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's always a kind of thing. So I'm a big believer in professionalism. When the county board have an opportunity to take a good underage team, I can guarantee you Offaly will do it. They'll look after those players. They'll get them sorted. They'll have them ready to hand over to the senior team. And I think for Galway or any other county they're trying to push through, every under 20 player should be handed over to the senior management and go, look, here you go. Yeah. Here's 14, 15 players that are physically ready.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off The Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off The Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off The Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.